Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We appreciate you for this morning. Be thou glorified, Lord, for this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Touch someone's life here this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master, and thank you, Master, and thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. What a mighty God we serve. Give us great testimonies, great manifestations in the Lokoja Crusade. And I'll be showing you the clip shortly. We cannot thank him enough. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus Christ.
You are the name above all names. Worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great, oh Lord, how great is our God.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And in verse 10, he said, if the iron be blunt and it does not sharpen the edge, then must he put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is profitable. This is the prophet of wisdom, part 2. We saw wisdom's prophet in the first preaching on Wednesday, which was part 1. I hope that someone can handle that sound. It is made crystal clear in Scripture that wisdom is profitable. Our objective this morning is to understand the dividends of walking in wisdom. Wisdom brings profit. The one who walks in wisdom, the one who walks in the way of wisdom, walks in the way of profit. And the person who walks devoid of wisdom walks in the realm of losses. Wisdom, without any doubt, is profitable. people in scripture who walked in wisdom, walked in profit. Now, what is the profit of wisdom? We saw on Wednesday that wisdom brings our releases, brings our recoveries, brings our replications and multiplications. This service, we shall be looking at 12 profits of wisdom in all the overall services, and I'll be looking at 4 per service. Number one, wisdom brings rulership. It brings rulership. Wisdom enthrones people. It enthrones people. Wisdom speaking in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, it said in verse 15, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Wisdom enthrones people. According to scripture, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, the Bible said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. So our destiny is the destiny of royalty, is the destiny of rulership. Redemption positions us to reign. I believe it was in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 where He said He has made us kings and priests unto God. There is a throne for you, but it is wisdom that puts you on that throne. The throne is ready, but the throne is not occupiable without the wisdom of God. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Every realm of life where God has ordained that you rule and reign, whether it is in industry, or it is in the academic realm, or it is in the financial realm, or wherever, it is wisdom that puts you on the throne. Wisdom effectively positioned Joseph in the throne in Egypt. In Genesis chapter 41 and in verse 9, 41 and in verse 39, Pharaoh said, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over, 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 over. Wisdom puts people over. And according unto thy word shall all my people rule, be ruled. So wisdom makes people to rule. Only in the throne will I be greater than thee. Wisdom positioned Egypt, positioned Joseph in Egypt. And look at verse 41. He says, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. It is the way of wisdom that is the way into the kingdom. If you are going to be a king and to be settled in your domain, you need the wisdom of God.
So wisdom puts you over. The absence of wisdom puts you under. So whether you will be over or you will be under in life is a function of the wisdom of God. I speak to someone here by prophecy in the name that is above every name. In this season, the wisdom of God is putting you over, is putting you over, is putting you over, is putting you over, is putting you over. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am taking my place in the land of the living. By the wisdom of God, I am taking my place on the throne. By the wisdom of God, shout the loudest amen.
Do you know that the throne was available for Joseph, but he didn't sit on it by prayer? He didn't sit on it by luck. He didn't even sit on it by faith. He sat on the throne by wisdom. Am I communicating? With everything Joseph carried, if he did not give Pharaoh the wisdom that was to deliver Egypt, he would have returned back to captivity. Despite the prophecies on his life, despite his prayer life, despite his giftings and talent, he would have returned back to the prison. There are so many prayerful people that are still very defeated. There are chronic fasters who are still struggling in life. There are highly gifted people whose giftings have not seen the light of day because the wisdom of God is yet to explode in their lives. I prophesy to somebody here, the wisdom that will put you on that throne and put you where you belong, that wisdom is exploding today. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer.
Hallelujah. Number two, if I can have more feedback, it will be good.
Wisdom brings increase and abundance. Increase and abundance. The way of wisdom is the way of increase. The way of wisdom is the way of abundance. And the way of wisdom is the way of wealth. 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 The whole of the wealth of Egypt was put under Joseph by the wisdom of God. The whole of the wealth of Egypt was put under Joseph by the wisdom of God. We already read that in Genesis chapter 41, verse 39, all the way to verse 44. Wisdom. Solomon lived in wealth by the wisdom of God. In 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 23, 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, the Bible says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. He exceeded all the kings of the earth. Anywhere there is wisdom, wealth is at home. Wisdom is a magnet of wealth. It is possible to be knowledgeable without wealth, but it is not possible to have functional wisdom, active wisdom, without wealth. In 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and in verse 22, and King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. He passed, he surpassed, he exceeded, he excelled for wisdom.
When mentality increases, prosperity increases. When strategy increases, struggles reduces. Supernatural sense will bring supernatural supply. When mentality increases, prosperity increases. When strategy increases, struggles decreases. And supernatural sense will bring supernatural supply. In Ezekiel chapter 28 and in verse 4. Ezekiel chapter 28 and in verse 4. He said, with thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches. And gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. Are you reading that at all? Everybody read it with me. One, two, go. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches. And hast gotten thee gold and silver into thy treasures. So there is a wisdom to have to get gold. There is a wisdom to have to conquer silver. There is a wisdom to have to conquer wealth and riches. There is a wisdom. The problem is not government. There are people who became billionaires in the midst of the lockdown. The problem is not the economy. A major problem is the lack of mentality. There are those who have been waiting all these years for things to happen. And there is a wisdom that makes it happen. And it is coming for somebody right now. If you have that one, say louder, amen. In Proverbs chapter 16 and in verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver. That is, wisdom will give you gold plus more. Wisdom has more to offer than just gold. Now, one thing I know is, everything we preach about, God confirms. And so, as we are preaching about this wisdom now, I announce to somebody a divine idea, a wisdom idea, a strategy, a supernatural sense that will break you into the realm of unbelievable resources is coming your way in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. I am here to announce to somebody, your days of struggles are over. Your days of struggles are over. Struggle as an individual, struggle as a family, struggle as a government worker, struggle as an entrepreneur, struggle as a businessman, struggle as a pastor, as a servant of God. Your days of struggle are over forever. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Without any doubt, there are some of us who are already in a realm of resources. And these things are in levels. You know, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When light comes, glory rises. When you shift in light, you shift in glory. When you shift in revelation, you can shift in manifestation. When the wisdom rises, the wealth rises. There is a level of wisdom that brought you here. I am here to announce another level of wisdom is taking you to another level. And if at the end of the service this morning I preach to only one person, that turns into a multi kingdom millionaire, a multi-kingdom billionaire, I will be more than all right if it is just one person. And if you are that one person that God is about to shift on the frequency of wisdom, shout the loudest amen. That's right. Something is already happening even without a touch. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, my days of shortage and scarcity are over forever.
Very soon I'll be showing you the clip of the Lokoja crusade to give you reason why you must be unusually wealthy. Only you would like to take one of those crusades in India, in Venezuela, in Russia, in across the world. On the crusade grounds, we receive calls from everywhere. When will it be the turn of Lafia? When will it be the turn of Yola? When will it be the turn of Benin? When will you come to Ghana? When will you come? We are receiving calls from everywhere. It's a Macedonian call. We don't take one sissy as offering on the crusade ground. And we don't need to. We came for their souls, not for their cash. Am I communicating?
That is why the church must be rich, must be wealthy. We must command resources so we can discipline the devil and discipline his agents and discipline the forces of hell. Is somebody here? Shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say, I must have resources. I must command supply. I must walk in financial authority. I must have plenty of resources. Plenty of it.
Take your seat. And some of you, you will need to visit one of those crusades just once. It has an intoxicating capacity. It's worse than drug. Very, very addictive. The climate of it, the atmosphere, very addictive. Hallelujah.
Wisdom
brings you into wealth.
Number three, wisdom brings strength. All round strength is a function of wisdom. A wise man is strong. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. Yes, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. A wise man is strong. All round strength. All round strength. All round strength is a function of wisdom, especially divine wisdom. Job chapter 12, verse 13. Say, with him, that is talking about God, with him is wisdom and strength.
He has counsel and understanding.
With God is wisdom.
Anywhere you find wisdom, here you find strength. Wise people are not weak people. They can never be weak people. Wisdom forbids weakness. Wisdom forbids feebleness, especially the wisdom of God.
When we are talking about wisdom or strength, when we are talking about strength from wisdom, we are talking about mental strength.
Listen to this.
When the wisdom of God is at work, you can never be weak mentally. You can never be weak emotionally. You are never permanently a victim of depression, a victim of discouragement, a victim of despair. Because you are connected to superior light. There is something you know that no devil, that makes it impossible for any devil to play on your emotions. A wise man is strong. Especially if you know that wisdom is revelational light. And wisdom is also access to divine purpose. Wisdom is access to the mind of God. That is, you are not in a realm where the devil can toy with you like a toy. You are not weak emotionally. You are not also weak mentally. You have electricity of mentality. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You are not weak mentally at all. You are equal to any task mentally per time. You're not weak mentally. You become too tough for the devil to handle. You are not weak physically. There is something about wisdom, the wisdom of God, that keeps you strong and healthy and well. Do you know my shadow? Did you hear of my schedule yesterday? After we finished the home church. Sorry, after finishing the crusade in the morning, I visited a church in Lokoja, ministered and preached to them. And the testimony of that pastor, you need to hear it. The testimony of that pastor of that church. He also shared a testimony in the clip. Then went to a second church and prayed on their altar. And then that's church number two. And then continued the journey and stopped at Abaji. Went to Dunamis Church and prayed and ministered to the people who gathered, filled the hall, the sanctuary. The pastor only told them that I was going to pass and pray in the church. And everybody gathered. Then stepped into the nearby Living Faith Church. The people gathered there also. Prayed on the altar and so on and so forth. That's church number four. Then on at Kwali, we branched into Dunamis Church in Kwali again, where they were having teenagers convention. That is church number five in the morning. And then came in here to prepare for midweek service and Sunday service. And then stepped in for outreach at Lugbe across here, where the crowd gathered for evening crusade. I wish that they had the clip there. It's a crusade crowd, though. If you have that, that's right. And then left there and visited house, home cell number one, home cell number two, home cell number three, home cell number four. And then came here for pastor's prayer meeting from 10 to 11. And then went out to pray in prophetic action. Before refunding back to rest a little. And here we are again. If you like that schedule, please come and test it for. Come and try it for 2 days. Try it for 3 days. Some people say, this man is lucky. Come and try the luck. And there are some people here now who are more tired than me. For only sleeping overnight. It's God speaking to somebody here. When you are, that's right. That is Lugbe Crusade. Yesterday evening. And all manner of miracles there. What happened to that woman for 14 years? Broke her hand in school 14 years ago. In secondary school. That hand was constructed there yesterday night. So I told them, I said, whether it is at the Lokoja Crusade or at the Lugbe Across on the bare ground, Jesus Christ the same. Hallelujah. My daughter asked me after we came back from one of the crusades, say, Daddy, how do you do it? I am not the one who preached. But it was as if she's so tired, as if a vehicle hit her.
Say, I'm not the one who... How are you doing this? How did you do it? What's going on? Mental strength, physical strength, emotional strength. I prophesy to somebody here, the last day of weakness in your life shall be the last forever. If you are saying amen, you will say it like a believer. The last day of weakness in your life is the last forever. Everyone here that is a victim of sickness, a victim of weakness, a victim of tiredness, anything the devil has packaged in your body that is tormenting and putting you under pressure, every mind under pressure, every body under pressure, every system under pressure, I declare the pressure is over. The pressure is over. The pressure is over. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Father, give me access to your mind. Give me access to your light. Give me access to your revelation. Give me access to your help. Give me access. Wisdom brings strength. And finally, for this service, wisdom attracts divine presence. God is permanently the companion of the wise. Wisdom attracts divine presence. We saw in scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. As a result of that, the Lord was with him. As he behaved himself wisely in all his ways, the Lord was with him. It looks to me like the Lord is close to the wise and far from the fool. Close to the wise. Joseph the wise was also Joseph who carried the presence of God. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. Carriers of divine wisdom are commanders of divine presence. They are commanders of divine presence. When you come around them, you feel something. When you come around them, you experience something. When you come around them, you feel something. When you come around them, you experience something. Carriers. And I'm sure you know that the presence of God is equal to the anointing. God with a man, that is what is called the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with a man is the anointing. Do you understand that? That is, walking in wisdom can increase the unction. Wisdom is key to the unction. When you have some level of the anointing of God on your life and then connect it with the wisdom of God, then that anointing explodes. Because there can be disorganized unctionization. The man is anointed but disorganized, scattered. He places a limit on the oil. Somebody say a loud amen. When you walk in the wisdom of God, everywhere you step, people feel God. They experience God. Beloved brothers and sisters, so wisdom is critical. It's not just, oh, the man is smart. The man can talk wise talk. He's far beyond that. The wisdom of God we are talking about is that which brings you into your throne, enthrones you. That which enthrones you and brings you increase and abundance, steps you into strength. audacity, kakarakarity,
steps you into that level of strength
and then makes you fresh with divine presence. Having said all of that, for the sake of this service, I have two conclusions. One, whatever it takes to get at the wisdom of God is worth the cost and worth the effort. Whatever it takes to get at the wisdom of God, to get at divine wisdom, get at divine direction, get at the mind of God and the purpose of God is worth all the cost. Whatever it takes. And second, the major access into the world of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Say it the other way.
The fear of the Lord is the highway into the world of wisdom. Job chapter 28, verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord. Do you want to swim in wisdom? Please fear God. That was what Joseph said. Genesis chapter 42, verse 18. Do this. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live. For I fear God. I fear God. I fear God. I fear God. Anybody who does not fear God, fear for him. Anybody who does not fear God does not have a future in the world of wisdom. Now, what is the fear of God all about? That is where I end this service. The fear of God is existence with a conscience that is awake and alive. Existence with a conscience that is awake and alive.
Paul the Apostle said in Acts chapter 24 and in verse 16, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man.
A conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. A conscience that is awake and is alive. There are people who behave as if they don't have conscience.
They function like conscience does not exist. They don't feel bad about anything. They don't feel guilty about anything. There are those who are actually excited with the tears of people. There are those who are so used to evil that evil means nothing no more.
When your conscience is not awake, wisdom is never in view. It is never possible to step into the realm of wisdom. That is, if you are in the realm where there is nothing that pricks your heart.
You may not be perfect, but you must have conscience.
It is the presence of conscience that delivers you from eternity in hell.
You may not be perfect, but you must have conscience.
It is conscience that delivers from damnation in eternity.
That makes you know that I am missing it. I am on the wrong path. That makes you say sorry. That makes you accept forgiveness.
You know, criminals, some criminals have crossed the threshold far. But that will never be your portion. The tenderness of your conscience is the authenticity of Christianity. Did you hear what I just said? Tenderness, the tenderness of conscience is the authenticity of Christianity. Your Christianity is authentic if your conscience is tender, like a baby.
You know, it doesn't take children hard to know they did something wrong. It doesn't take them anything to apologize and say they are sorry.
Don't forget that for as long as you live. The tenderness of conscience is the authenticity of Christianity. Where you don't excuse things and where you don't explain things. Hallelujah.
Once that is in place,
congratulations. You can step into the realm where you access the mind of God. You can step into the realm where you access divine direction. You can step into the realm where you access the presence of God. You can step into that realm. David wasn't perfect at all, but he was brutally tender.
This is what you did. It's true.
And then he will lie on the ground for the next 7 days. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible said he had wisdom, like the wisdom of an angel of God. I pray for somebody here. You are stepping into that realm of wisdom where Jehovah God will show you himself. Take your seat 1 minute. Can you go ahead and give me the clip of the Lokoja Crusade and just watch God and what he did? And then we shall pray.
Bitterness or limitation or struggling or backwardness or stagnation in this land.
Receive the touch of his power. Yes, that's right.
The tumor disappeared.
What are you talking about?
I've been trusting God to be healed.
That man is a
yesterday
consultant obstetrician and gynecologist.
But this
healed of the tumor.
I checked it and it went.
Are you just looking like? Can't lift it up on that left. Neither could she use it to wash this other side. And the two hands are lifted just now.
Yes.
Are you just looking like that? Do anything you couldn't do before. Whatever this spondylosis did not allow you to do. You could not walk.
The past 3 years I could not walk. I left Kaduna today because my daughter told me that there's healing and deliverance. That
you
come.
You left Kaduna today. Are you just looking like that?
He has been mad for over 8 years. Could not do anything, could not recognize anything. And while the ministration went forth, he asked the uncle, put your hand on your head. Shout help. And he realized that the uncle put the hand on the head and screamed hell. And right now, the spirit of madness has checked back to hell.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
For the last 7 years, he could not hear. But at the instance of that declaration,
ear open.
The ear popped open.
That is, he punctured the ear membrane, and now he wasn't hearing for 7 years.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. So, and see the mother walking right there. Woman completely paralyzed.
Cervical cancer, August
yes,
last year.
August last year. And she's been battling with that. The son told me to send them to the cancer center in Ibadan for further treatment. She said, while you were making the decision, sir, she saw a light left this stage and hit on the forehead.
The mother saw light
yes,
left the stage
yes, sir.
And hey! Hit her on the forehead.
On the forehead.
Hey! Yes.
And the light penetrated through to the body, down to this place, and she said she heard boom, boom, and something left
and
her body.
And something left her
then
body.
She became light.
Hey?
She became light.
That spirit of death left her. Somebody stand up on your feet.
If you see things like this and they ask you to pay money to see it, you will gladly do. This is what we are wasting our lives on, if it is to be called a waste. Lift up your hands in the praise of God and worship Him this morning. Both for the clips you saw, the clip you saw, worship Him for it. And also worship Him for this morning's service. Worship Him for the way of wisdom. Worship Him for the word on wisdom. Lift up your hands and worship Him. Give me a fresh baptism of your fear this morning. A fresh baptism of your fear that will grant me access into the world of wisdom. Open your mouth and speak to God. Lift your hands. It high and maintain quietness everywhere you can. And whispering that name, Jesus. Said to someone here this morning, you are at the end of all struggles. By the wisdom of God. To someone else here this morning, he says, there is an opening of divine direction for you. For someone else here this morning, he says, there is the flood of divine ideas that will change your life. For someone else here this morning, there is the arrest of the spirit of depression. Arrest of the spirit of rejection.
Lift up your hands now and receive your freedom, receive your deliverance, receive the help of God in your life at the count of three. Receive that help now. Father, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Receive it. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. And something will drop on you. In the name of Jesus. One, two, and three.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus, something dropped on you just now. Lift your hands high. That person that finds himself or herself walking into spider web, even in broad daylight, that witchcraft network, that satanic web, today is the end of it. Oh, you witchcraft network and witchcraft web around that girl, around that daughter of God, around that child of God, be set on, that's right,
be set on fire
now in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat if you can. God has healed people this morning from the spirit of rejection, the spirit of depression. He has given the baptism of divine ideas, opening up direction for somebody who is stranded. and somebody has come to the end of struggle. You got a healing or a deliverance this morning. Quickly, within 5 minutes, let's hear what happened to you on this side. But beyond that, God is healing bone conditions. That lady right there with the neck situation, can you stand up on your feet and get healed and delivered from that neck affliction? Neck condition. Shoulder condition, knee condition, ankle condition. Did someone come with a neck collar this morning or just a neck condition? You step forward and let us see what God has done in your life. Lift up your right hand and say, I receive divine help and deliverance now.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. They are new every morning. They are so new every morning. Great, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, oh Lord, oh, oh great. They are new. They are new. Oh, 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 great.
Yes,
sir. Great things always. The word for covert attack, very accurate. She says that is her pattern. In the day, the same place people will pass. She will pass there and she will be removing cobweb from her face. In the dream, she saw herself in the bush fighting with cobwebs. But right now, she saw a hand came and was stretching her cobwebs out of her face.
Hand was stretching the cobweb. Lift your hands. Everything that is a witchcraft covered, fire of the Holy Ghost, where they have tried to tie down your life and tie down your destiny, today is the end of that attack.
Sir, our brother Moses said, in the dream of the night, he saw people pursuing him. And one came and blocked him and said, where do you think you are going to? Brought out a hammer and hit his head with that hammer. And when he woke up with excruciating headache. And when you said receive, he saw smoke came out of the head. And the pain disappeared forever.
Every missile fired into your body, today I declare it returns back to the senders in the name of Jesus.
Our sister says she slept and woke up 2 weeks ago, and then this neck pain that radiates to the right arm and the hand there. But this morning, as the word was declared, she kept shaking that head and no pain found. Our brother came in from UK last week Tuesday. Came in very depressed, nothing working.
Oh.
He came in and was trusting God for an encounter. He said he also planned to go to Lokoja.
Depression, total confusion.
Yes, sir.
He came from the UK
from
in order to attend Lokoja Crusade. He couldn't go.
He couldn't go, sir. But in the midst of the service, as the word was declared, he says something lifted from him.
Oh my God.
When I came, I saw your car. I saw your car, but I was so tired. I asked my brother, how am I going to get to Lokoja?
Lift up your hands. Thank God that you are still in your full senses.
Oh. I've been merciful.
God is only God.
All the way from the United Kingdom.
He's only God. Now, you've been a man, Father, to me, sir.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. You tormenting demon of depression. Your tenure has expired. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of discouragement on anyone here, spirit of discouragement, spirit of despair, spirit of despondency, your tenure expires this morning. I command you to get out now. In the name of Jesus.
If your body suffers pain, and your health you can regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows of where you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and lay it there.
Everybody say, if your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair,
Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it.
Why don't you leave it there?
Leave it there.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt,
he will surely bring you up.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Sir, this young man said he's been having, seeing you in the dream in UK. So he decided to come and see you. He bought a ticket, got to the airport. They told him that the ticket was fake. That was last week. He bought another one. To enter the plane, they arrested him and took him to court. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, he was in court. He said the only thing he was shouting was, "Oh God of Dr. Paul Enenche, help me and get me out of here." They left him on Monday. He bought a third ticket and arrived on Tuesday here.
The devil was fighting your coming, but the devil that cannot stop you is a failed devil. Somebody stand on your feet, say, "I shall fulfill my destiny." Say it louder, "I shall reach my goal." No devil can stop me. Say, "Every spirit of discouragement, your tenure expires in my life." On your marks, get set, shall go. Go! In the name of Jesus. Congratulations, I'll see you. Please see their people.
This mama said 4 years ago her children were building in the village and then she had cause to go to the village. Returned back from that trip and then numbness on this left arm and the left leg. She said she couldn't lift the hand like she just did this
that
morning.
That is beyond numbness, doctor. That's paralysis.
Paralysis, okay.
On both sides.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But she said in the midst of the service, she realized she
her
could go.
Her offense was that she went to the village because the children were building. And they struck her with paralysis. Left hemiparesis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On the left side, yes.
Yes. Do what you couldn't do before.
Mother, lift your hands.
Lift the hands.
Down. You couldn't do that.
For 4 years. Left and both hand and leg. Walk up there. Walk up there.
You are worthy. Oh, yiki, yiki, Adonai.
Take it up. Take it up.
You are worthy. Hey, Jehovah, Ole,
Yashua. You are worthy of the praise,
God. Worthy.
Somebody stand up on your feet.
Did you hear what I'm hearing? I'm hearing is a shout of victory. The kind of shout that brought down the wall of Jericho. I am hearing a shout of victory. I am hearing a shout of victory. If that victory is your victory, give Jesus a bigger
hallelujah,
shout.
Hey.
A greater shout.
Hey, hallelujah. Hey. It's the sound of victory. Halle, halle, halle. Halle, 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 halle. Oh, let it down. Let it down. Halle, 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 halle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Halle, 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 halle. It's the sound of freedom.
Hey,
halle, halle, halle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the sound of breakthrough.
Hallelujah. I am hearing a sound that is like 100 times the sound that is happening here now. Can you give him a bigger shout of victory? A bigger shout of victory. Hey, 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 hey. My, yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, precious name. Take your seat. We have to close this service and get set for the next. Tell the man there. What happened?
Sir, our brother here said 2 weeks ago he got a new job and then he went to the office to sign the acceptance letter. While he was on the desk signing that letter, he said his neck became locked. Now he managed to stand up so that the employers would not know that something was wrong with him. And he said, every time he wants to turn, he turns with his whole body.
He turns with the whole
with
body.
With the whole body.
He got a new job, went to sign, and that was his offense.
That was his offense.
His neck got locked. So he stood up with style so that the employers will not know what has happened. But if he's to turn, the whole body before he came here.
So he said while the prayer was going on, he felt cold sensation on his
cold
body.
Cold sensation.
And then he turned the neck. Allah, and the neck
Allah,
was
Allah,
loose.
Allah, Allah. Turn it. Turn it. Are you Allah, just Allah. Looking? Listen, 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 listen. This is a prophecy to somebody. Anything fighting your progress, fighting your success, fighting your breakthrough. Today they are arrested and returned back to hell. Hey! Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola,
hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola. Give the king another shout of praise. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, everything fighting my progress, fighting my destiny, you are under arrest. Before this week is over, the way God reversed this one, it will be clear to you
that what the enemy has programmed to fight you has been returned back to hell. In Jesus' name. If I take one more, we can then close because of the second service. The others can be taken during the next service. Yes.
Sir, this is Sister
Please Helen. Sit down, people.
This is Sister Helen. She says she slept and woke up with terrible pain at his right hand. And the shoulder was also literally locked. She can't lift it. But right now, the power of God touched through the hand. She can lift it.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's a recurrent migraine or a consistent one or a current one. Right?
Yes, but I have recurrent migraine.
That's right.
Yes.
It's over now.
Amen.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every arrow of the enemy in your head and in your body right now. In Jesus' precious name. It's an impartation service. You came with something to be imparted, you can lift it up. While we are getting that done now, the rest of us, if you have a testimony we are not able to take, maybe in the next service we can take it. While that is about to happen, anywhere you are today, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, pick your Bibles and pick your bag and come forward very quickly. Carry your Bibles and bags and say, Pastor, I want to make my way right with Jesus. I want to be born again. I want today to mark a new day for me. Quickly, carry your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Oh, give him your life.
Don't be the last
oh,
to come.
Give him your life.
3.
He's waiting for you.
4.
Yeah, give him your life.
5.
Oh, give him your life.
6.
Yeah, give him your
7.
Life.
7. Let me start again. You have an addiction that must be broken. You have a lifestyle you are not happy with. You backslid and you want to return back to God. Quickly, rush forward again at the count of 7. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Yeah, give him your life.
3.
Oh, give him.
4.
He's waiting for you.
5.
Why won't you give him your life?
6.
Give him your life.
7.
Jesus is calling
give
you.
Life.
He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.